Hello, everybody. Welcome to Q&A Day. This is for all of my newbies. This is the day where we ask questions. You can put them in the Q&A. I'm going to be talking about a few things. And then, oh, welcome, Jennifer, your first call. Look at you, eager beaver. So what we're going to do today is I'm going to go over a few things while everybody gets here. So before you pour your questions into the Q&A, let me make a few announcements and then we'll be ready to go. I just need to get everything set up and that'll take me just a hot second. Let me move this around. All right, Coach Christy, I'm bringing you up so that you can work the Q&A while I work some mouth magic. So let me just tell y'all the highlight of my day. We'll start off with something funny. So my team often, a lot of the stuff that you get, I write. But there's just some things that the team will write and I go through and I'm just like, well, add this, add that. You know, they've gotten kind of used to me. So one of my favorite things that I just approved to go out was a post that will be going in the Facebook group for our newbies that talks about our no BS language. Because as we have grown as a group, y'all know I say lots of creative things. And let me just read you this sentence. This is probably the best moment of my literal day. I can't imagine anything getting any better than this. It's a post called, "Have you ever been listening to Corinne and thought, what the hell does that mean? DSB, don't stop believing. PLMF, pivot like a motherfucker. TLD, think Phil do. And who the hell is this Uncle Bo Cephas? And why does he make me go ham with old shitties?" I was like, yeah, you know you're a no BS woman when you need a dictionary to figure out what the fuck we're even talking about around here. So this call, welcome to all my newbies. You are here on what's called an optional Q&A call. In order to attend this call as a newbie, you must have made your 24-hour plan. If you have not made your 24-hour plan, I invite you to leave the call. Go make said 24-hour plan, even if it's hard, even if you don't know what to put on there, even if you don't think you're going to follow it, no matter what your bullshit thinking is, go make your plan to prove that you can make a plan, that when you decide to do it, you do it, that it's not as bad as you think, to prove that it doesn't have to be perfect at first in order to be done. Right now, for a lot of you, we're just trying to get into the habit of actually getting the plan out, looking at it and overriding our fears that we won't be able to do it right, override our fear that we can't eat these things. We have to spend the first part of planning overriding a lot of fear. The first few weeks in OBS, you're going to be listening to lessons. 20% of it's going to make sense. 80% of it is going to feel like I'm speaking the Greek to you, and it's just going to take time for it all to make sense. But those first few weeks is a lot about overriding your natural tendencies to doubt and fear, put off, procrastinate, not do things because you're going ham on yourself, which means I'm talking hard as a motherfucker with old shitties to myself about what I can and can't do. So we want to make sure that you do your plan. So this call is called optional, which means you do not have to be on this call live for sure, because we will put this in your private member podcast. It will go into the replays later this week. And it will be here for, you know, for years. So you've got plenty of time to listen to it. If you've got years ahead of you, then you got plenty of time to listen to content. Not all Q&As you need to listen to. Not all coaching calls you need to listen to, and you only need to listen to them when they fit your life. So don't be here if you feel like it's overwhelming. You do not need to be here. But for the rest of you, you love being here. You're like, whoop, I can't wait for live Wednesday. And a lot of you listen, this is your favorite call that you listen to on replay. So with that said, one of the things that you can do is you can ask your questions inside of the Q&A. Anything that my team thinks that would be helpful for me to answer for all of you, we will save those for me. Anything that they think they can just bang out for you, they will answer for you. And I believe we have somebody from my team in the chat. People know this. If you're in the Zoom chat, That means if somebody is typing all caps, it's somebody from my team. They're not, that's not somebody being rude and just yelling at everybody. That means one of the people from our team is now talking. It's just an easy way to distinguish what is member chat and what is our team chat. And I hope that's helpful. All right. So newbies, your focus this week is the new member quick start and module one of No BS. There are 8 lessons inside of module one. It takes less than an hour. And if you're waiting for your planner to arrive, all you need to do is if you go to the website, you can print a few sheets off. If you don't even have a printer, you don't want to even mess with that. What you can do is you can get out some old school paper and a pen, and you can write BLD, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And you can just write down what the fuck you plan to eat for yourself. And if you want some snacks, put down your snacks so that if you get hungry during the day, guess what? You eat. Remember, when it comes to the plan, you're going to write down everything and anything you think you may want to eat so that you get into the habit of consulting your plan, trusting that you have enough food, that you get used to putting things down that you want to eat. But we don't eat what's on the plan unless we're actually hungry. And when we're had enough, we stop eating. This will teach you how to plan better and better and better for yourself over the next few weeks. Right now, if you're new, or if you are one of my people that's been around a hot minute and who still sits on the thorny ass, splintery, uncomfortable fence of whether or not you're going to be a planner, then what I suggest you do is I suggest you do just like what I said. You start writing down everything at first, more than you think you're going to need. Give yourself abundance. One of the biggest reasons why we have fear around food, one of the biggest reasons why we end up breaking our plans and stuff is because we go into it feeling restricted because we're planning from a restrictive mindset. I want you to start feeling safe around food. And that means that you no longer feel like you need to eat your fucking face off of something you like because you never get practice at it, except for when you're highly emotional, at the end of your bandwidth, feeling so restricted and deprived and hungry that it's the only time that you eat it, or that you're always saving it up for a special occasion, and that you're so giddy to eat it that you don't know how to eat it sensibly. We are retraining ourselves around food so that you get to eat like a normal person. And then also for all of my members who are here, who may just want, like you, maybe you're brand new and you haven't watched this week's orientation yet. Maybe you want to reboot. You've been around a little bit, but maybe you've had life take over or something and you want just like a refresh and a reboot. You can take this week's orientation call. It is now in the replays on the video replays page of the website. So if you want, you can feel free to watch that. It's an optional call. You do not have to, but it's about, I think the call was about an hour and 10 minutes. So if you want, you can add that on or you can just skip it altogether. It's up to you. I thought it was wonderful. I always think my classes are wonderful. Just to say, Corinne has no shitty thoughts about her teaching abilities, but I thought it was really good. It was very motivational. We even played some music in it. We did our whys. We thought about our future self. We did all the things. So if you want to do that, feel free to listen. For all my people that have been around, though, let's say you've been a member, you're done with your No BS. We're working on self-love and loving the process of losing weight this month. This past Sunday, I did a great coaching call for all the members that are here. It's already in the replays now, where I coached people on loving the process. So if you've been struggling, like if you still feel like losing weight, even with the No BS way, you notice, like you say things like, I have to eat this, I should have to do this. It still feels like it's all encompassing, a grind, no matter what. It's a great call to listen to because we retool some of the thinking around stuff. You want to make sure that in order to be able to lose your weight for good, that you learn how to change your talk around the process. So if you're new and you are here, we do talk about that throughout No BS. So you're not going to miss anything by not doing that. But for all my members that have been here for a while, we're just making sure that those old shitties don't just creep back in, where we're just talking to ourselves like, you know, I've got to make my 24-hour plan or I won't lose weight, or I know what I have to do to lose weight. We tackle a lot of that in this week's call. So make sure you listen to it. And then members, you're going through, if you've already finished No BS, you're going through the self-love course this month. So make sure that you're watching those videos. All right, let's see. This Saturday, March 12th at 10 a.m. Central Time, we will be doing an interactive workshop around the weekly weigh-in worksheet. This is a great call for anyone in the program, whether you are new or you've been here a little bit. We will be emphasizing loving the process while we go over it. So what better way to talk about loving the process than to learn how to love the process of weighing in and using that worksheet? So that will be this week's interactive call. You can find the weigh-in worksheet inside your planner. It's also underneath the helpful worksheets page inside of the NoBSWomen.com website. This week, we had 19 new members join our Queens Club. So if you're new, Queens Club is where if you've lost 25 pounds listening to the podcast or listening, or you've joined NoBS and lost 25 pounds, you get to join Queens Club. All the information is on NoBSWomen.com. You get a special group call each month just for Queens Club members, and you get a special Facebook group just for the Queens Club members. And then we also had two people join the Century Club this week. So Shannon W. and Tammy C. both have lost over 100 pounds. So let's give them a round of applause for that. And Shannon said, I love being a No BS woman because I found my tribe and realized, like Dorothy in the Wizard of Oz, I was already home. I have learned to savor my life, the highs and the lows. I am growing to love me. The support from Corinne on down to the membership is beyond compare. I will be a No BS woman for life. All right. So that is our awesome announcements. Now, what I want to do today is I want to go over how to schedule your No BS time, since we have a lot of newbies here and we have a lot of you that get into the shitty mindset of, oh, I'm not going to do this because it's going to take so long. We have just a lot of old shitty thoughts about time. We think things like, it's going to take too long. I don't have time for this. And then we wonder why we feel overwhelmed, and we wonder why we procrastinate, and we wonder why we prioritize cleaning the cat box over losing this weight that we've been sitting around our entire life thinking about. So what we want to do is we want to reconstruct it a little bit. One of the best ways to rethink your time, number one, is just to get aware. And like if you say, I don't have time, say this instead. I'm choosing not to do this right now. And when I'm willing to do it, I will schedule the time. That is a much cleaner way of saying it. It is much more factual. It doesn't feel like you're out of control or that you can't do things. It doesn't feel disempowering like the other. It puts you in the power seat. Because if you really wanted to do it, you'd wake your ass up 20 minutes early every day and you would knock out your No BS work. I got up at 4:30 this morning because I had several things I needed to do today that I have No BS work to do all day long. But I have a friend who's asked me to do a few projects for her business. And I was like, I choose to wake up this morning to get it done rather than sitting around thinking, I don't have time. I can't believe I said yes to this. I just decided not to whine about it. I just decided to find some time. Guess what? Now I will go to bed early tonight. But when we really want to get something done, we will find the time. We will carve out time. We will say yes to things and no to others. I just always like to think about time like this. I never want to talk about it like something else is controlling me. Because when I talk about it like something else is controlling me, I feel ass. I suffer. I don't feel good. When I talk about it like I'm here, I might as well get this done. When I stop whining and dreading and not liking things and fretting and going and having a snack to gear up to be able to do something, I find time. I create more space. I work faster. I get more done. So for a lot of us, when we say, I don't have time, I will guarantee you, the majority of the people that tell me that, I have done this exercise several times inside the membership. I'm like, all right, tell me what time you get up. How long does it take you to get to your coffee? How long does it take to brush your teeth? How long does it take to do this? When we start breaking your day down minute by minute, suddenly there's time. Most of us who say we don't have time are the worst calendars. Like, we don't even have a calendar where we plug stuff in to know how long things are going to take. We're not learning each week. How long do we spend on things? We'll say we don't have time. And I'll say, well, how long is the next video you need to watch? I don't know. I got no clue. In my brain, though, it's like 3 hours worth of work. In my brain, dieting is hard and time consuming. So I bet the next video is going to take me like, you know, I need at least a good hour of solitude, isolation, and no one bothering me. I need to go like to the rock over here to figure my shit out. When your mindset's like that, you don't even look up to see what reality is. That next video is probably 8 minutes. I'll tell all of you, if you don't have 8 minutes in your day, you got bigger fish to fry than figuring out how to like get your ass smaller. So we want to make sure we're getting clear about our time. You may find you don't have a lot of time. Guess what? That is the best practice ever. I did this one time. I had a week where I had so much crap to get done. Like, everybody had a deadline. Like, not only did my team give me deadlines, they were all waiting on me on stuff. Y'all needed me. I had other businesses need me. I had my son needing me. I had a lot of people needing me. And I didn't have much room to say no. It was stuff where I really wanted to say yes to it. I could have said no to a lot of things, but I was like, I got to figure this out. And so I literally sat down with my calendar. I planned every single thing and realized I didn't have enough hours in the day unless I wanted to sleep about 4 hours. Do you know what that made me do? Get crystal clear on the things on that list that I was now going to have to say no to and either decide to say no and understand that they might be upset and understand that that's a normal reaction and understand that I, going forward, don't want to say yes to those things ever again. So I'm not put in the position of me regretting and feeling bad that I said yes to things that I didn't need to say yes to. But I was like, I need to go through this pain right now so that I never get put in a situation again where I'm trying to decide, how am I going to show up for almost ranked strangers and my child and my business, the things that are truly important to me? Sometimes the only way we learn how to figure out how to truly spend our time is by getting really clear on stuff and then being willing to feel uncomfortable and be like, yeah, that probably should have been a no in the beginning. Lesson learned. Because if we just keep overwhelming and we just keep people pleasing, we just keep scrambling, our life never changes. Our life never improves. So we have to figure a lot of this stuff out. So let me give you some very clear guidelines as to what I think you could spend your time with so that now you can relax your brain and be like, I just want to pick one of these things. I just want to pick one of these versions. And then if my brain wants to offer it bullshit, I can tell it, I decided this was an appropriate amount of time. Just because my brain's freaking out and acting like I don't have enough time, that's probably the busy, overwhelmed part of me talking that likes to have a voice, but it's not even true anymore. Okay, so number one, scheduling your no BS time is all about committing to a time frame that works with your life. Not with my life, not with my schedule, but with your life. I designed purposely no BS to fit a lot of different schedules and lifestyles. All I'm asking is that you understand how much time you've got and that you are very committed to picking something that's realistic, that's doable, and then you do it. So the first thing when it comes to whatever you're going to pick, when I'm going to give you options, is pick what's realistic and doable for you. Some of you are going to pick, like the first one is, if you've only got 5 minutes a day, let's say you look at your calendar and today is a day where you're like, I've got 5 minutes to spend on no BS. Then I would journal and I would plan. Meaning I would get my planner out and I would answer the questions. The one page for planning your day. The one that has you write your goals. The ones that has you think about doable hunger. Like what's likely to come up for you. What can you tell yourself if you're wanting to eat more than enough? What are you willing to tell yourself if you want to eat before you are hungry? What are you willing to tell yourself in the face of your stressors that typically you eat through them instead of changing your mindset around them? So I would do that page. That counts as journaling, especially in the beginning. In the beginning, if you already love journaling, like free writing, answering prompts in the, you know, the prompts in the back of your planner, going through courses and be like, oh, wonderful questions. I can't wait to deep dive into my soul. If that's you, then you journal. But for the rest of you who are just like, ugh, I'm not really sure what my thoughts are. I kind of stare at it and I'm not really sure what I'm supposed to do. Guess what? You just answer the questions on that first page. Let me get mine out so I can show you. So you're just going to write on this 24-hour plan page. You answer these questions. Then tomorrow morning when you wake up, if you're a morning planner or if you're an evening planner, doesn't matter if you like to plan before bed, if you like to plan when you get off work, if you like to plan before you go home from work, if you like to plan when you first wake up in the morning, I don't give a fuck what time you're planning. I give a fuck that you make time to plan and that you find a time that works for you. You wake up in the morning. Let's pretend you're a morning planner like Corinne. Then you will do the assessment first. Then you will turn said page. And then you will do this page 5 minutes a day right there. You do that. That is a step and a huge one in the right direction of getting your mind straight, your food straight, and understanding you. Now, let's pretend you've got 10 minutes a day. You're going to do exactly what I just said. You're going to do your plan. If you want to do a little extra journaling, you can, but you don't have to. And then you're going to go onto the website and you're going to watch 5 minutes of a No BS video. So you would go to the No BS weight loss course. Whatever the next video is, you're going to watch 5 minutes. Sometimes 5 minutes will be all you need to finish a lesson. Sometimes the lessons are 10 minutes. So guess what? You'll watch 5 minutes and then tomorrow morning, you'll pick back up where you left off and you'll watch 5 more minutes. Awesome. That's you being realistic. That's you doing what you need to do. The next is if you have 20 minutes a day, guess what? You are going to plan. If you like to journal, you will do some journaling. But instead of 5 minutes, you'll watch a full No BS lesson. Or if you've been around for a little while, you'll go to the video replays or the private member podcast where the live trainings are. You'll pick a coaching call and you'll listen to one person get coached. Most people's coaching lasts anywhere from 15 to about 30 minutes. So you'll just watch one person get coached. And there you have it. Some good ass, sweet ass, no BS action going down. And then if you happen to have, let's say, an afternoon one on a Saturday, maybe your partner takes the kids somewhere. Maybe you're single and you're like, I need a me day. I'm going to spa myself first thing. I'm going to drink me some coffee and I'm going to have me some sweet ass no BS deep dive learning. So you got an afternoon. Then try to go in depth. Watch a series of coaching calls on things you identify with. Watch a whole module of the No BS. Like, so I'm going to watch the whole thing and do my worksheets. I'm going to treat this like a fucking half day workshop. I'll let Corinne guide me all the way. You could do that. One of the things I like to tell people all the time is like, if you got time to Facebook or you got time to Netflix, you definitely got time to no BS. So get off Netflix and get off Facebook until you do your no BS. At least when you do your no BS, I'm sure to say something funny. It ain't like I'm boring as hell. I try to keep things exciting around here. You'll learn some shit that's going to help you lose some weight and get you closer to your goals. And when you're watching me and doing your no BS work, guess what you ain't doing? Watching your neighbors and like comparing to like, oh my God, where did they get all this time? Oh my God, she's lost weight. Oh my God, look at her life. It's so perfect. Cut this shit out. You ain't going to go on to NoBSWomen.com and watch my videos and be like, oh, well, I'm a failure. No, you're going to go and you learn. You learn. So a lot of you are going to be like, 5 minutes is not good enough. Guess what? If your brain is screaming it's not good enough, you have picked the right time. Seriously, you know what's not good enough? Sitting around telling yourself you don't have time, saying it's 5 minutes isn't good enough. I need to spend at least an hour. And because I have no time for an hour, I'll just do nothing. That is your brain being a big ass liar. We call it the book of lies around here. And all of us have a master set of book of lies inside of our brain. Your job in no BS is to get really good when your brain is lying to you. And you say like, no, you know, it's not good enough. Sitting around telling myself this isn't good enough. Anything I do is a step in the right direction. And that's what I want to learn. I no longer want to tear myself apart because I think I need to be perfect, that I got to be some kind of superwoman and get more done than is humanly possible. That's the book of lies. And I do not follow those. All right. The second thing that I would do if I was all of you is make sure that you declare your intentions out loud. As a no BS woman, we are real big on tell your accountability partners when you're going to be making your plan. Tell your accountability partners what lessons you're going to listen to. Tell your people, tell somebody in your family, tell a friend. I'm going to listen to these videos and I can't wait to tell you what I learned. When you declare your intentions, you are more likely to do things. And when you tell what you've learned to someone else, you're more likely to let it sink in. So if you are wondering and you're brand new, what about accountability partners? You can go to our website, NoBSWomen.com, use the menu, and you just go to community and look for the accountability partner tab. Click on that. You can sign up for an accountability partner. You may not have gotten the notice yet about accountability partners, but you can sign up for them whenever you are ready. All right. Just keep in mind, there's no wrong way or right way to do no BS. Every listen counts. Every plan counts. Every bite you leave behind counts. Every time you noticed you overate and learned from it counts. Every time you eat when you aren't hungry and uncover why you might have done it counts. It all goes in the bucket of this is how I got all my weight off. Every single thing that happens is something that goes in the bucket of this happened. This is what I learned. This counts. And this is one step closer. You got to stay in that mindset. All right. Can I modify? Oh, when y'all are asking about let's see, what is today's date? If you've requested an accountability group and it's been more than 5 days, somebody from my team tell me, somebody drop into Slack where we're at with accountability partners right now, like how often, like what days do we assign them? Like, just give me the information so I can read it off on here so that I know what I just need to know what to tell the people. I don't want to give them something wrong. And then the whole team yell at me later today that like, oh, that's not how we do it. I just want to make sure that we know how we do it. Can I modify my 24-hour plan during the day? Sherry, here's the short answer. No. Here's some tricks and techniques, and here's why we don't want to be modifying our plan during the day. When we modify the plan during the day, what ends up happening is we're giving in to the part of us that says, this sounds better than that. That is why most of us are overweight. We've spent our life like saying, oh, that would be a lot better. Oh, that would be a lot better. Rather than saying, this life I'm trying to create will be a lot better than me just eating what I want right now. So I advise not to. Now, this requires, if you're noticing that you're wanting to change your plan a lot, then you probably need to start with a more realistic plan. So plan more realistically. A lot of you in the beginning can also plan with what's called options. A lot of us who, like in maintenance, I still do options. You don't have to just put one lunch or dinner down. What you can do is say, like, you know what? I can pick between these two to three things. And then when it comes time for lunch, here's my options. When it comes time for dinner, here are my options. What it does is it still does the same thing. It's getting used to the idea of, I want to decide ahead of time with the version of me that's thinking about my weight loss goals, what would be loving, what would be compassionate, what's going to help me move forward. We want that brain making the plan, because what happens later in the day, this is the brain that takes over. I don't want that. This sounds better than that. Well, oh my God, if I just known they were going to bring in donuts, how unfair. Like, we don't want to keep eating through the rest of our life as a grown-ass woman thinking that when a free dollar donut comes through the office, that life is unfair if we don't eat it. We got to break all of that mentality. And until you have a plan that you follow, you don't realize how often you're thinking so much bullshit about food. Like, my life is unfair if I don't get to have nachos with everybody else. Like, we say things like that and we just think it's true. I'm going to miss out if I don't go to lunch with all of them. When that crew goes to lunch two and three times a week, you really missing out? Let's think about the life we're missing out first. How about all them shopping trips you want to go on? How about all them vacations you want to sit in the airline, in the airplane seat, not need to worry you need an extender? What about all them grandkids you're going to want to get in the floor with one day? If we're going to have some FOMO, let's have the right FOMO. Let's fear missing out on the life we really want, not missing out on nachos with Sarah at, 2 o'clock on a Thursday afternoon because she's like celebrating. Like, we have to think about stuff at a bigger level. So that's why we don't want you changing your plan. Now, when you're not changing your plan, guess what? Sometimes your brain acts like an asshole and hates it. It's not fair. That's the exact thoughts we want to hear. We want the whining. We want the bitching. We want the fake deprivation, the fake restriction. Like, I don't get to eat like everybody else. It's like, well, you've been eating unlike everybody else for a long time, and this is why now we got to lose weight. And everybody else might need to lose weight. Do we really want to eat like everybody else who doesn't give a shit about their goals, who don't care about what they put in their body, who don't listen to what their body's telling them about food? We don't always want to be like everybody else, but a lot of times we don't question this stuff. So what we do is we do not change our plans. We make sure that we're like rock solid. When we make that plan at the end, when you finish it, you ask yourself on a scale of 1 to 10, if I'm not an 8 or better on like being a hell yes on following it, I need to change the plan right now. We don't change the plan when we're whining, when we think it's unfair, when we've had a bad day, when we're tired, when our period's kicking up cravings, when we got a headache. We don't change the plan then. That's the worst time to change the plan, because that version of us couldn't give a fuck about our goals. That version of us is the honey fucking badger. Don't give a fuck. And we don't want to be eating from that mindset. All right. On the daily plan, is it okay to sub out in the moment as long as the renew or revise item is the best? I chose cucumbers instead of peanut butter toast because I wasn't in the mood for the moment. Should the daily plan be strict when it comes to good foods, but flexible when accommodating for best foods? We don't use the word strict and flexible. It's not helpful, especially because if you look at it, you're like, all right, you know, this is the way you type it in. Good foods. Do we need to be strict on those? That's diet mentality right there. Diet mentality is the thinking behind it. Here's what I tell every single person. Let me change my mind. Here's what I tell everybody. I don't care if you make a substitute. If you're going to go peanut butter toast to cucumbers, that's fine. Do it. But track it as an off-plan eat. And here's why. The discovery worksheet will have you looking at things. And when you track, it will ask you questions. Discovery worksheets are not always just for, like, I screwed up and didn't do my plan right. A discovery worksheet is discover why you're overeating or discovering why you're changing your plan. Sometimes what we do is we discover we're making excellent choices for ourselves. It is an adult mindset that you look at things and be like, you know what? This isn't going to count as following my plan, but it definitely counts as the kind of mindset I'm building. That breaks perfectionistic thinking. That breaks all kinds of stuff. Also, if you were going to have nachos and you decided to have a hamburger, what's the fucking difference? Just like if you're going to have cucumbers versus peanut butter. They're both just you switching for some reason. You don't need to be stricter or anything. But we want to get in, especially in the beginning, really good at following through on what we say we will do. And then as time goes along, what you will learn is that you might not want to plan peanut butter toast anymore. Maybe what you're going to start learning is that when you stop like being like having such a mindset around foods, is they're good or bad, when they are like, you know, a lot of you use the air quotes around good and best. I don't call it good, better, best like it's a joke. Like it doesn't matter. Like it's like dressing up. Well, really, there are healthy foods, Corinne, and really there are bad foods. No, there really aren't. There's really just food. Seriously. There's foods that feel differently in your body because and what I want you to get really good at is understanding what foods give me energy. What foods do I want? What foods help me? What foods emotionally do it for me? Like, I love cereal. I'm having cereal the second I get off this call. A lot of y'all are like, cereal? Because the, you know, diet industry has somehow made cereal some kind of like terrible thing. I plan my cereal. I like it. I was never overweight because I planned a bowl of cereal each day. I was overweight when I was eating bowl after bowl of cereal because I had a bad day. So it's all about intentionality. So here's the thing. In the beginning, especially, I want you guys to really track how often you're switching your plans. And I want you to take a look at it from, when I switched my plan, does this seem like the kind of habit, if I'm switching this, that someone who loses their weight for good does? Or does this seem like someone who's worried about missing out, who's just eating based on what they want for the day, all that kind of stuff. Does that seem like the kind of habit that someone who loses their weight for good does? It's all about the intentionality. So a lot of times what you're going to be doing is it's not just, you know, did I follow the rule in a black and white fashion? It's the spirit of the law. It's like, does this sound like something I would want to do for the rest of my life. I would want to like think this way, make these changes for this reason. If so, then write about it. Solidify that. Lock that in as your identity. If it's like, well, probably not. I mean, I can see why if I did that for the rest of my life, I could like, that would be my slippery slope. And that's what like, this is my gateway drug into just being a jackass with food again and stuff. If that's the case, challenge yourself to uncover that, to be like, no, this wouldn't. This would be a lot. This would be the direction I don't want to go in. So I want to start learning from that and start being very intentional about my food. I was listening again to the common mistakes in doable hunger and noticed that you said the plan should make you feel safe. I have found that I've been adding lots of food because I worry about getting hungry. Do I keep doing that until it starts to feel safe to cut back to what I've actually been eating, or do you recommend something else? I think it's fine, Vivian, to keep doing that for a while. Here's what I notice people do is they need time. Like right now, let's not trigger feeling restricted and deprived. I would much rather you have more food on your plan than you need, and that you're only eating it when you're hungry, and ending the day with realizing like, I didn't even need a lot of this food today. I used to like probably just eat this automatically. Yay me. That's a success measure. What most people do is after a while, they start noticing they're starting to feel safe. And they're starting to know, it's like, I think I could take one thing off. I think I don't even need to plan this anymore. We want to have that natural thought shift move forward. You want to be like, you know, I'm like a good 8 out of 10. Like I always use the no BS commitment scale. 1 being it's a no, 10 being a hell yes. I'm an 8 or 10 that if I took this off today, I might be a little uncomfortable, but I probably can do this. I'm pretty sure I can do this. And that's where we want to get to. No BS woman since September, and it has changed my life. September of 2020. Today is my birthday, and it would make my day if Corinne gave me a quick birthday shout out. This is possible. Well, I just read it, Kelly. Happy birthday. All right. I don't know which button does the claps, but I'm just going to push one. All right. That one was not it. Sorry about that. There we go. There's your birthday. Should tighten those buttons. It would be amazing. The only one that is for sure that I know is this one. And all no BS women know this one. If you're a camper, you know that if you ever get DMX'd, it means like you just said something that you're like, the moment it rolled out my mouth, I wish I could take that back. All right. Do you include the amount of food on the 24-hour plan, like 2 eggs for breakfast versus just eggs? I think I'm stuck in counting mode. Kaylin, I hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly. I don't. The only things that I will put on there that are amounts is probably if it's like, if I'm going to order pizza or something like that, like if it's something that I can easily mindlessly eat, I very often will put amounts. So a good example, when I have wine, my husband doesn't drink wine, he does beer. When I have wine, I put down how many glasses of wine. I don't want to just put like, you know, wine, because I know me, if I don't put a number down, it's going to be all the wine. It's going to be until I run out. I mean, it's just like, I like my wine. Same thing would be like, if we were going to go out to eat, let's say we're going to go Mexican, and we're going to get nachos. I wouldn't just put nachos down. I would probably put no more than half the platter, so that I know that if for some reason I just get to eating and I blow my enough, I have the backup of like half a platter to know like that's all I intended on eating. So like if I was at home and I was going to like cookies, I would probably put how many cookies I would eat, because that would help me just have a more conscious decision. Like I might put down like with chips rather than just chips. Like, and I'm just thinking of the foods that I am going to just mindlessly want to eat. I give myself a number around my mindless foods. It's not because there's anything wrong with those foods and that they need to be accounted for. It's just an extra way to turn my brain on so that it's not only thinking we're having chips, it has like a natural, like says like, oh, we're going to be having a serving of chips. So that I'm not just like, oh, chips. And then I'm just eating them and then relying on myself while I'm eating something that is real easy for me to tune out of and enjoy to like, just stay a little more in tune. If I have no idea what we're having for dinner, is it okay to write lettuce wraps, chicken tacos, turkey burger, then decide later? Yeah, I think that's fine. So a lot of people for dinner, like if their partner cooks, they like a lot of our members, they have a partner that cooks amazing. Like we have got husbands and wives out there that cook like, you know, top chef. And they are like Mr. and Miss Spontaneous. So what we tell people is like, if that's you, then I would just put down, like, I will, you know, eat until I'm, I'll start when I'm hungry. I'll eat till enough. And then a lot of times your partners can't, like, you could always put down what my partner eats. And then when they tell you, you could always go back and just write in a little note about these are the things that they've cooked that I will eat if you want to. There's lots of ways to hack it. Y'all don't get too wrapped up in inside of like being real bound and strict. Think about it this way. It's all about like, am I deciding ahead or am I deciding spur of the moment? Am I being intentional? It's about the intentionality. What were my intentions? Did I go into the meal thinking, well, I could never plan because my partner does all the cooking? Or do I go into the meal and that feels out of control and disempowered? Or do I go into the meal saying, I've made a few really smart decisions ahead of time for myself, and no matter what they put in front of me, I know I have the control because I made some decisions. It's more about that mentality that we go into it with. What's the best way to plan for unexpected dinner out? Ask them where we're going. Most of us have a car ride. If you have, so number one, if you made a plan and your plan was to eat at home and then suddenly you got an amazing, like the other day I got an invitation. I didn't get to go, but I had already made my plan for the next day and I got an invitation to go to breakfast with someone the next morning. I couldn't say yes because of this call, because it was today was the breakfast and it was yesterday and I'd already planned all my stuff. I'll plan a few days out typically now. So anyway, besides that, if I was going to go and I didn't know she was going to be picking the place, I would write like the moment that she gave me the directions or the place, I would make a decision in my mind. I would look them up on the internet and just decide before I went in so that I wasn't sitting there visiting with someone and spending a lot of time perusing the menu. I just don't even like wasting my social time that way. So many of us sit in silence when we go out with friends and stuff because we're all so fucking busy looking at the menu that we waste 5 to 10 minutes of an hour long meal, not even talking because we're staring at the menu, trying to figure out what we're eating, talking to everybody else about what they are getting. And we're not there socializing. We're foodalizing. So I like to decide ahead of time. If you are, you know, if you get there, and you want, you can always look the menu up before you even walk in the door. If you are blindfolded and taken to a restaurant, and it is the ultimate and of all surprises, when they set your ass down, you go by this. Am I hungry or am I not? I can eat until I'm satisfied. You can decide if it's a place that brings a bread basket, whether or not you're going to be doing that or not. You can decide if you're an appetizer girl. You can decide right now, from now until the end of your weight loss journey, am I going to be an appetizer girl or not? There are so many decisions that you can make ahead of time. Just make some of them. Think about all the decisions that you could possibly make. And that way you have a framework for when you go out to eat and when things do change. I can't seem to sleep the full 7 hours. I currently sleep 5 to 6. I go to bed earlier and earlier and fall asleep pretty easy. And then I get up earlier and earlier. Any suggestions? Maybe that's all you need. That's fine. I wouldn't sweat it. If that's all you need, don't worry about it. I just joined. I'm going to work I'm going to a work thing today and I have no idea what we are having. Probably a sandwich box or salad or pizza. How do I plan for that? I just answered that 1,000 times. Like, you already know, you might be having pizza. You might be having a sandwich box. You might be having a salad. When faced with all those options, how do you want to show up for them? That's all you need to think about. You just got to decide, right? Don't go into things saying like, I don't know what we're having. Go into it thinking, no matter what they serve, I can make a good choice for myself. No matter what they serve, I'm learning how to show up like a boss for my goals. That's a way better thought than, well, got a luncheon, don't know what I'm going to be doing. If I ate what I planned, but ate past satisfied, is that an off-plan eat? Yes. I consider that off-plan, especially in the beginning. We don't use the discovery worksheet to shame ourselves. What we do is we use that as an opportunity to learn about ourselves. Like, figure out, why did I eat past enough? I'd like to know. Was it because I was thinking about how good it tastes and not thinking about like when I'm naturally going to stop? A lot of you, you're going to notice like, it's just so hard, Corinne. It tastes so good. I'm like, all right. So what were you thinking about? How good it tastes? It's like, all right, then if it tastes good, that's your indicator that you also have to be able to think about something else at the same time. We can't just think about how good the food tastes. Guess what we also have to think about? This tastes really good. I'm really glad I can plan these things more often than I used to. This tastes really good. Extra bites won't make it taste better. I can enjoy every bite all the way to enough. And then if I like it that fucking bad, guess what? I'll plan it again. Like, we have to think more than just it tastes good. I'm finding that because I'm putting Hershey's Hugs on my plan after dinner, 5 hugs. That is a sweet little name for those things. A Hershey hug that I'm eating. Of course, I will just say this. I'm going to get off on a slight detour. Maybe don't call them the Hershey hug. I want you to think about why they call it that. They are sitting there calling it a Hershey hug so that you can feel comforted when you eat it. Food does not comfort us. Our thoughts about it does. Like, if you're eating it and you're thinking like, you know, oh boy, this is really fixing something for me, then yeah, you'll be comforted. But you can really, like, a lot of you, this is how we know that a Hershey hug is not comforting. You could be sitting there worrying your ass off that your kid, like, let's say your kid had a car accident and you're on your way and you're eating hug after hug. You're not feeling comforted like, oh, now I suddenly think that my child is fine and everything's going to be amazing. You're just eating hugs, worrying all the way to the accident, stressed out. This is how we know food doesn't comfort us. Food doesn't do anything. It's just something you put in your body. And at best, it numbs you to some of the bullshit you're thinking because you're like, oh, let me unwrap this little hug. Let me not think about Junior for like 3 seconds until I'm unwrapping the next hug. All right. So I'm finding that because I'm putting Hershey hugs on my plan after dinner, 5 hugs, and I'm eating everything else, ignoring my enough signals so that I can have those hugs. I'm eating everything else so that I can have those hugs. I'm trying to serve myself less at dinner because I'm not confident that I can stop yet and give up my sweets afterward. What are some thoughts I can work on to get through this? I'm not really sure what the problem here, Kathy, is. If you're putting your hugs on your plan and you really want those 5 little Hershey hugs, but you're also saying, and I want to accommodate for them, so I'm going to be eating a little bit less dinner, there's no problem with that. That's how we make room for some of the things that we want. So just serve yourself just a tad less so you can have your hugs. I don't think that there's a problem with that. And if you're not confident that you can stop yet, that's normal. You haven't proven to yourself yet that you can stop. But by planning and having both and like serving yourself a little bit less, having your hugs, after a few days, you might have shown yourself like, oh, when I actually plan, when I actually do those things, I can stop. It gets easier and easier. So give yourself some time with that. Just don't expect just because you make a plan to suddenly feel confident. Your old thoughts will still come up. You just need to tell yourself, I'm going to give this some time. We're going to try it out for a little while and see what happens. It's always going to feel uncomfortable because it's new. That's not a big deal. All right, everybody. That's it for today. All the questions got answered either by me or by Christy. If you have any other questions, don't forget you have two really good places to take your questions. If you're not in our Facebook group, you can take questions to ask coaches. It's over on the website, nobswomen.com. So you don't have to be in our membership in order to be able to get help when you need it. And you also have the Facebook group if you are a Facebook member. Over there, all subgroups have coaches. The main group has the community team. And you also have the power of the community. A lot of your questions, NoBS Women have recently solved it for themselves and are more than happy to tell you their experience. All right. Y'all have a good one. Talk to you later. Bye, y'all.